Welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Okay, so this episode is called Happily Ever After. We had to bring back Miss Eleanor to do this episode. Say hi.
Hey there, this is Miss Eleanor.
Okay, so Miss Eleanor, on the last episode, you told us that you've been married for 20 years.
Yes.
Okay, so we brought you back because we want to know, how do you keep it going for 20 years? And I know you got some secrets. You may not want to spill all of them, but you got to tell me a few things, at least.
Let's see. Well, the top of the list would be sex. You want to make sure, and you know, and then you also want to make sure you're still looking good like when he met you. Like, you want to look attractive, look sexy, go on dates. You know, we have date night where we go out, and it's just him and I. We do something romantic. Sometimes we'll get a hotel in New York City, go out dancing, have dinner. It's just nice to be outside of your normal space for a little bit. So that's always helpful for a date night, not just going to a restaurant or going to a concert. But you definitely want to do something with your partner that's different every once in a while.
Okay, so are you doing these planned date nights? Like, is every Thursday a date night, or is this like spontaneous?
It's spontaneous.
Ooh, I like that. I feel like when I'm married, I need you to surprise me.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we can have like a planned date night or like an eat-in night on Friday or Saturday, but I still want to be a surprise.
Yes. It's helpful because you don't know. You'll come home and he'll say, well, you know, I made reservations, you know, in New York City. We'll stay the night. We'll go to a club and have dinner or something. It's always nice. Or go to a concert. It's just fun. It doesn't have to be far away. You don't have to get on a plane. But it's just nice to be out of your element.
So you guys having a whole date night. Y'all booking a hotel room and everything.
Every once in a while, it's nice.
It sounds like it. You have to keep it going. Like you said, you have to keep yourself up. You can't just let it go. And you know, a lot of men, they'll divorce you. You put on, you know, too much weight. They met you, you was 120, afterwards you 250.
And that goes the same thing for a man. You know, a woman wants to be attracted to some, you know, her partner. So he needs to look good also. You know, he needs to carry himself.
True, because who wants to be in a marriage with someone you're not attracted to?
Yeah.
Who wants to be in a relationship with someone that you're not attracted to?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, so you brought up sex. How important is the sex in a marriage on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say 10.
Really?
Yeah.
You... Your expectations are real high.
Well, you know, sex, I mean, you're it's passionate. It gets you going. It gets you up in the morning, gets you down at night. You know what I'm saying? It's good.
Like, it gets you down at night.
In the bed. But, yes, so it's important to me. You know, everyone's different, but for me, it's really important.
I don't think I need a full 10. I think I would settle for a 7. If there are other things to substitute for the 3 points. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is he starting out as a 10? Or is he starting out as a 7?
I would like him to start out as a 7. Keep it consistent. Because if you start out as a 10 and then you bring it down to a 7...
True.
Yeah, no.
Mm, good you point.
I might have to bench you. If we start as a 7...
Yes.
We're good. If you start me at a 10... I'm going to be expecting that 10 at all times. You have to be on your game at all times.
That's true. I think if you get a younger man, he's likely to stay at a 10.
So what you trying to say? I got to look I gotta look younger?
No, like, you know, a younger guy, because, you know, he'll always be right there for you. You know, he won't go down to a 7. I think it, you know.
You know, but me trying to date, I'm not looking at younger guys.
Okay.
I'm 30.
Yes.
And I'm looking for 30 to 40.
Okay. Well, my husband's 5 years younger than I am. So my husband's 51 and I'm 56. So I like that there's a difference in that he's younger than I am.
Right.
So, it's not, you know, I guess because I'm older, it feels good. It's nice that he's younger. And I can always say, yeah, I'm with the younger man. Yum. You know?
no.
Or I was able, you know, to keep a younger man. So that's a good thing.
Right? For 20 years.
Yeah.
I think dating a 25-year-old, I don't know if I can make that happen.
Understood.
Maybe if, well, I don't even know. If I'm 35 and he 30, I don't know.
Yeah, 35 and 30 is good. I think that's a good combination because he's matured. He's gotten older. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's ready to settle or thinking about settling. 30 is a good, you know, age difference. 35 to 30 is good.
Okay.
Because you don't want younger than that.
No.
And it's a little bit more immature.
Right. I feel like in your 20s, you really don't have your stuff together.
Or you want to still party. You still want to hang out. You want to have a good time. You want to date. You know, you might not in your 20s be ready to settle down.
That's true, too. All right, so mm-hmm. How long were you married before you had your daughter?
Let's see. 3 years.
Okay.
And then we had Lexi.
Once you had her, mm-hmm. Did it change the dynamics of the marriage?
Yes.
How?
You know, you have a child that you're responsible for. You brought this life into the world, and you're focused a lot on raising this child, making sure that he or she's healthy, happy, loved, and also in your relationship, because then you have to split your time with your relationship, because then you have a husband who you've given a lot of time and love to, and he's had all your attention,
right?
And now you have to share it, and that becomes a little of a juggling thing in a relationship, because you want to give them equal time, but then you also have yourself.
Right, because now it's not all about you anymore.
Right, or all about him.
Right.
Because when you're dating and it's just you and him, you really give him everything, whatever y'all want, whenever y'all want it.
Right.
But then when you have a child, it's not always that spontaneous, and you're not always going places like that. So it's definitely a challenge.
Right, because then now you got to cut back on the hotels and stuff, because now you got to buy Pampers.
Yes. Oh, cute little dresses in my case for my daughter.
I could see that. The dresses and the shoes with the little bag to match. I could see that.
Or just time, because then you don't always have the time. If you work, you know, you're taking care of the child, you have your husband, you have family also,
right,
and friends that you want to do. So it's definitely a little different.
So would you say it was a good decision to have a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully she's not listening.
Yeah,
just
no,
joking.
The best.
Okay. So is that when the honeymoon phase ended for you guys? Like, how long was your honeymoon phase?
Well, we dated. I'm going to say we dated for like 3 years, and then we got married.
Okay.
We lived together for 1 year, because for me, that was all I was going to do was 1 year.
Right.
My husband, at the time, he had not lived with anybody, so he wanted to see, which was fair, you know, and I was older than him. So we only did it for a year, and if my thing was like, if that I'm not what you want, then we should go our separate ways. And I was good with that. So
right.
After that year, then we got married, and 2 years later, 3 years later, we had Lexi.
Okay, so after the 3 years, the honeymoon was over?
No, it's no? still going, but you know, it's a little tailored down a little bit. I mean, you still go out and have a good time, you have fun. And I think you have fun watching or raising your child together.
Right.
And making sure that person is happy and safe.
That's good. I was speaking to a friend earlier this week, and he is newly married. And mm-hmm. I asked him, well, I guess you can say they've been married for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I'm like, you know, how's married life going? And he's like, you know, now it's good. But it was rough the first year because it was like a learning experience. Was it the same for you?
Well, we lived together for a year, so maybe in that part it was.
Right.
And then we got married. We knew that, okay, living together was good. We worked it out, and we still wanted to be together. So then we decided to get married.
You could stand each other.
Yes,
that was the test. That was the test.
And then, you know, you want to see how a person pays their bills and how responsible they are.
That is so important.
Very.
Because, first of all, anyone can lie and say, you know, yeah, I'm responsible. And you, when they leave you, like, bill collectors are calling them. And,
yes.
like, you know, everything is in collections. It's like, yep. How responsible are you with your finances and just in life, period?
Yep.
I think that's a good idea. I think that would be something I would do. My mom might be opposed to it, though. Why you want to live with somebody before you get married?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think if you set deadlines, like you're not going to do it for 5 years, like a year, maybe two, a year and a half. You know somebody after that time period, you don't need 5 years to get to know a person.
Right.
But be willing to walk if it doesn't work.
True. I
You
feel
know,
like.
you can't give ultimatums like, well, what you going to do? Like, you know, I think you come together and decide we want to be together, you can get married. And if you decide, hey, one of you decided, no, this isn't what I want, you should be willing to pack your stuff and leave.
Yeah, you have to be willing to walk away.
Yes.
It's a lot to walk away from, though.
It is. I mean, if you're happy, I guess if the other person's happy, it's hard to walk away from that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would do it. I would do it. We can date. We can get engaged,
Yes.
live together for a year. That's the test.
Yes, there you go.
And then if we're good, then, you know, we can continue on and get married. I hope you listen to future husband. This is what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, you have to get down on that one knee.
Ooh, how do you feel about females proposing?
I don't.
You did? Wait. Did you just say you don't?
I don't. I still like that a man is going to be a man. Opens the door for you. You know, brings you your dinner or something. I don't.
Does that
agree.
Stop in marriage? Or
no,
continues?
It doesn't. No, for me, I would never do it.
Okay.
He would have to ask me.
But I mean, I don't, you know, and that this is the new age woman, I guess you can say.
Yes.
They feel, you know, they're as equal. We are equal
Yes.
as a guy. But I mean, I want to feel like a lady.
Yeah, I want him to ask. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I wouldn't, you know, say the other women don't do it.
Right.
But for me, I still like certain things that a man does in a relationship.
You have to let a man be a man.
You do.
So, I mean, as a female, are you going to his parents asking for his hand in marriage? And what is his parents looking at you like? That's that. I would love to meet somebody who proposed to a guy.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I don't even think that's love. You got to be in real love. And why he didn't beat you to it? Why didn't he propose first?
There's a reason why he hasn't.
Right. Yeah, no, that won't be me.
No.
That just really just won't be me. Okay, so how long after dating did you know you were getting married? Like, you guys lived together for how long? Was it the full year and you were like, all right, we can get married?
Yeah, it was the full year. It was the full year. And, you know, we were talking back and forth. And then he says, well, let's go shopping for a ring. And I was like, dang. I was like, yes, we're going to be getting married. So it was good. I mean, I picked out my own ring, which was nice.
You ain't pay for your own ring, did you?
No, that I won't do either.
You know some females, they do it.
I paid for his ring, but I did not pay for my ring.
It's some female. Well, it's traditional for the female to buy the guy's ring, correct?
Yeah.
But as a female, I'm going to go to the jewelry store, pick out my ring, buy it, and say, hey, babe, this is what you bought me, and we're going to get. How does that work?
I don't know. But we went shopping together so I can pick out my own set, which was really nice.
Yeah, I need to have this experience. You're just making me feel real sad because I'm just waiting for my time.
It's going to happen.
All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of the juicier part of the marriage.
Ooh.
Okay, so would you or your partner, I wish he was here so we can ask him, would you consider having an open marriage?
No.
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 That's it. Nothing else. No explanation. Nothing.
No, I'm not having it. I always want to be queen, princess, alone.
You don't need to share.
I don't want to share anything. If I have to share, you got to go.
Well, you know some people that... she said you got to go. You know some people do it to like spice up their marriage.
No, that's... I mean, you could spice up your marriage without throwing another wheel in there.
I kind of feel like you open yourself to being divorced when you do it.
Or just sharing. Who would
right.
want to share a man or a wife? It just doesn't seem, I don't know.
Yeah, and just, then you would be a sister wife.
No, I'm just not. I'm not good at sharing everything.
So, so no, you're not going to bring Sheila into the bedroom?
No Sheila, no Mike,
ooh, ooh,
no
ooh.
Vanessa, no whoever. They can't come.
Notice how automatically you assume it's a female. That's because a lot of men,
yes,
they will not allow another guy in their bedroom, and they will only agree to, well, I'm not going to say that because there are some same-sex couples.
Yeah.
But they will be open to sharing their wife / girlfriend with another female. It's like a fantasy.
Yes. It's no. Pretty selfish. Because he wants it one way.
Right.
You know, his way.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that's getting all the pleasure.
So that's a no?
No. It's a no for me.
Okay, so how much time are you or your husband allowed to spend, like, away from each other?
It depends on what's going on. Like a business trip, he's been gone for like 2 weeks. Helping out family has been times. It's been 3 weeks because they live far away.
Okay.
So he's had to take some time and do that. But I would say, you know, max 3, 2 preferably.
Okay, so everything you just named
mm-hmm.
is like business related or family oriented? No, nothing personal? No personal time?
He's gone like on bike trips and stuff, but they've been like a long weekend.
Okay. So like if he had vacation, like if his friends planned vacation for the boys,
mm-hmm.
is he allowed to go for a week?
Yeah. He is. I mean, he hasn't, but he can. I mean, he's gone for weekends, like a long weekend, Friday through Monday, and he comes back.
Right.
And hanging out with his buds.
What about you? Would you be open to doing like a week with the girls? Or are you like,
I would do like a long weekend.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah. A long weekend is good for me.
I feel like it's good to miss each other.
Yes.
Because when you're with, and then you guys have been together for 20 years. So it's like you're around each other all the time. Sometimes you need a little bit of space for yourself.
Absolutely.
And the next bedroom ain't enough space. I need you to be outside the house for a little bit.
It's nice when he calls and say, you know, what's going on, where he's at. And you can say, I miss you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Aww.
That anticipation
right.
is great. Like, you know, okay, come. He left Thursday. He's coming back Sunday night or Monday. The anticipation is nice. Or another week because he's on business or something.
Right.
It's always a pleasure.
So you getting ready for when he come back?
Yes, you're pulling out the good lingerie.
Ooh. Wait, that's how you keep it spicy? Because you said you're not open to an open marriage.
No, I'm not. But, you know, there's other things to do.
Like? If you know, you can keep it PG. I know your daughter's listening.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's nice when he comes home and you know, you've made dinner and you have a nice negligee and you're having a good time. So, yeah. And he's been gone for a while, so hopefully nothing's been happening between anybody.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice.
Isn't that like a warning sign? He's been gone for like a week and then he come back home and it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to bed. Excuse me?
Oh, that would be bad. yes, that would be bad.
Excuse me?
I wouldn't like that.
Right. Okay, so you said he's not allowed. Well, not that he's not allowed, but normally like business trips and family for long periods of time. What about like strip clubs?
I don't know. I mean, he's been to them before, like, you know, bachelor parties and stuff.
Right.
They've gone to strip clubs. So it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I wouldn't like him to do it every Friday, Saturday.
Right.
You know, but if he went with his friends for whatever occasion,
right.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Like, even in a relationship, mm-hmm. Without, because I can't speak on the married part, I ain't married yet. So in a relationship, I kind of feel like if you need your space with your friends,
yes.
I need my space with my friends. So I think it's normal that we continue to have a social life outside of each other.
Sure.
If your social life is a strip club every Friday, Saturday night, no.
Yes, I wouldn't like that. Like I said, you know, if you're going to go with friends and, you know, whoever and do it every once in a while, that's fine. But
right.
I wouldn't like to know that you went every Friday and Saturday.
Right, like special occasions.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Which is fine.
Like you said, bachelor party, cool.
Yeah.
But like a bar, happy hour, whatever, I'm cool with that.
Yes.
I think it's okay to have time away from each other.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
You come back together and it's like the first time all over again, I guess, what you can say. So what was like the hardest part of marriage for you?
I'm trying to think what's the hardest part.
Like just you transitioning from being single to being married. What was like the hardest thing for you to cope with?
Combining our money.
Really?
That was the hardest thing. Because I think when you're independent and you have everything just in your name solely, it's fine.
Really?
And then, you know, to say, to trust somebody to combine your money is hard.
Right. Because it's like I said earlier, you can pretend to be responsible.
Yes.
But how responsible are you?
Right. Exactly. So to me, that was the hardest thing to do.
So combining, you got a little offshore account, high in coins?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
I think every person, man or woman, you should have your little, you need to have, you know, a little side money for yourself. A man and a woman should have their own little separate side, but also make sure that your family's taken care of. Like you put 100 in here and 10 for yourself, 100 in here, 10 for yourself.
So you got to keep a little bit back.
Absolutely.
Which is true, because you kind of never know what'll happen.
Right.
But do you want to, some people are very superstitious and will think about it as like, you're planning on leaving.
But how about if I do?
Then you set.
It's okay, because I want to be ready in case I do.
Right.
But if you don't, then you won't have anything.
True.
It's okay to plan.
And, you know, there are a lot of women who leave marriages or don't leave marriages because they're so dependable, because they didn't put a little bit to the side.
Yes.
And now they're stuck.
Exactly.
They feel like they can't go anywhere because it's like, what are they can't survive without this person.
Right. And their money.
True.
So you don't want to do that. You also always want to be independent.
So you want to be independently married.
Yes.
Makes sense. All right. So tell me about a little bit of your arguments that y'all get into. Wait, are you the couple that has, I've seen memes where the wife puts like a list, a grocery list, like buy milk. And then the husband is like writing with the, what do you call them? The little refrigerator magnets, like F you.
I hope he doesn't do that. Good job.
Like, what's like the most common argument that you guys get into?
House cleaning, I would say. You know, I want to do, you know, like the dishes, floors, all that stuff. And sometimes he's just not like, I don't want to do that.
He like, it ain't dirty. What
I know.
You mean it's not dirty?
Exactly. He says, you know, like, has the dirt said anything to you? I was like, ooh, no.
Wait.
He's fresh.
What?
Like, no, the dirt wants to be cleaned up. So, you know.
Has the dirt said anything? Excuse me. I'm going to need you to clean it.
Yes. So, you know, I would say mostly like cleaning, sometimes, you know, about our daughter, you know, she wants to do one thing or he may say no. And I'm like, nope, she can do it.
Oh, so you're the one who's the that's going behind his back saying yes? It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, I am.
Where the dad is like the big softy, like mommy said no. And it's like, all right, go ahead. You can do it. But you're the one. Really?
Yeah, I am. So I would say that.
Yeah, I feel like my fights would be about cleaning too, because I'm like self-diagnosed OCD.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of have to have my place a certain way, and I like for it to be clean. And if you're not going clean on my schedule, my weekly schedule, there is an issue. Because I don't need the dirt to talk to me to tell me it's time to clean.
My trash, sweep me.
Right?
Wash me down.
I don't need the dirt to talk to me. So I feel like that will probably be my most common argument. And going back to what you said with the money, I feel like that would be a big hurdle for me to get over too. Because I'm in the finance world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm very responsible with my money.
Yes.
So to combine it and have to trust another person to be as responsible?
It's very hard.
I feel like I'm going to be lurking every day. Like, what did you swipe your card for? Like, you really need a McDonald's that bad? You can't go to Wendy's to get that 4 for $4? Like, I feel like that will be me. Like, I will be nagging you about my, like.
Right.
That will be me. Like, we could have went to BJ's. Why you go to Target? Like that, I think that would be a big hurdle for me to get over. And I do agree with what you said, to put a little money to the side, because you never know what can happen. And that money may not necessarily be for you. What if you have a family member who really needs it?
True.
How do you feel? Listen, so I watched a show. It's called 90 Day Fiancé. And there's a couple. They're married. The husband is from the Dominican Republic. The wife is American.
Mm-hmm.
He sends money back home to his mom and his sister. So the couple, they're living in like a very small studio. She mm-hmm. likes to say that the kitchen, the stove is in the bedroom. That's mm-hmm. what she says. That's how small it is. Okay. So she went to DR to go visit the family, and the mom and the sister is living like in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo, living room, dining room, kitchen, everything set out. Mm-hmm. And she's pissed. But she doesn't understand that it's a part of their culture. How do you feel about like your husband helping out family in that way?
No, that would be fine as long as I'm doing well here. Like, you can't give most of your money to them and we're not living well.
Which is,
I mean, I think it would have to be extra. Like, his extra money can go to whatever he wants to. And if that's to his family, then that's fine. But he couldn't give my money to
Wait, I thought you said we sharing. That was
your
money?
Yeah, we sharing, but he can't give my money to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has extra money. I mean, you don't spend all your money. You don't put all your money in. You have your little extra money.
Right.
And if he wants his extra money to go, that's fine. And under, like, a horrendous situation, you know, he could send ours, but I'd have to know about it.
Right.
Is it a loan? Are they giving it back? What's the crisis? Because you can't just dole it out.
Oh, it got to be a crisis?
Yeah. I mean, if his money can go to non-crisis issues,
right,
our money has to go to crisis issues. So, I mean, there's criteria, you know? That's why you have your extra. Like you said, you have your extra so you don't have to ask anybody.
Right.
And you can ship it out, whatever you want. But if it's the household pool, then I think that should be discussed.
Yeah, that needs
to be. It has to be agreed upon.
There has to be a family meeting.
Right.
Because I'm going to need to know why you need to send this much money to her.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know that if it could be like a mistress there or something, you know, they could be setting up house on your dime.
You know, I did hear a story like that.
It happens all the time.
We were just talking about Wendy Williams. Oh, yeah. What's happening with her husband?
Well, he has this other life down the block.
Down the block, though?
From her.
What would you do if you found out something like that?
Well, it seems like she was aware. So I think if you're aware, it's okay. But like I said, I don't want my money shipped off to someone to buy them a house on my dime. On his extra money, he can have 2 jobs, 3 jobs. What he does with that, that's his business.
Yeah, maybe they're in an open relationship, an open marriage.
Yeah, and some people are. That's fine.
Yeah, they're probably in an open marriage. But I kind of feel like I kind of sympathize with them both.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the couple from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh.
Because I come from a West Indian background, and I know if you're in America and you're doing well, then mm-hmm. you're expected to send money back home to help your family members out.
Absolutely.
And then they living in DR. Like, that 3-bedroom thing is probably like $100 a month, $100 US. You know what I mean? But yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But she was just a little pissed because, you know, he promised her dates every week and it wasn't going on dates every week, but his mom had a big screen TV.
Yeah, that would bother me. I mean, are they working?
The mom is a lawyer.
Okay, so she's still getting decent money herself.
Right.
You know, it's nothing to sneeze at. But I think as long as it's coming out of his pool, I'm fine. If it comes out of our pool, we should discuss it. Like, how much is going to go there? Because then you also want to have savings for yourself.
True.
For your rainy day, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. So, mm-hmm. So do you have any, like, final tips for either the newly married couple or the soon-to-be married couple, or in my case, the tragically single person?
In your case, you know, I always keep saying, get out there and date. Go where the men are. Doesn't necessarily have to be a club. It could be a museum. It could be a basketball game or something. Just don't join a gym that's all women, because you'll never meet a man there.
Why are you judging me? Because I go to an all-women's gym.
You got to go with a, you know, so you can pass somebody and say, how you doing? How's your workout? How's it going?
And he could look at me like, ooh, you look like a wet rat.
No, can I help you? You know, let's talk about this. So I do think you have to go with the guys.
You know, I'll try.
Good.
I'll definitely try to spice up my life a little bit. I definitely will.
True.
Well, thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a blast.
I appreciate all your marriage advice. I'm going to use it real soon.
All right, now, because I want to get an invitation to that wedding.
Yes.
I don't want to be in it because I want to be a guest.
Oh, you just want to sit back and watch it happen?
Yes, I do, and enjoy the food.
You real selfish. You real selfish.
I want to dance, eat, and drink.
Uh-oh.
No buying the dress.
Me too. I don't want to pay for no dress.
Well, thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, thanks for listening, guys. The takeaway from this episode is, what are some of the things you do in your marriage to help it keep going? Keep it going. Write to us. Let us know. Thank you. Follow me on Instagram at PSM Single. Like me on Facebook at PSM Single 24. And don't forget to subscribe right down below. Just hit the subscription button. Thanks, guys.